You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 54?
54?
54 of Lower Road Radio. This is the first of our new format kind of episodes, right?
Yes.
So if you listen to the show, you listened maybe, I would assume, to episode 53, and it was shorter than normal.
Yeah.
And you thought, what's up with this? I need more of Dan and Jason in my life.
Have you seen that on SNL? What's up with that?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
So there's nowhere to go with
no,
that.
No, I just thought that was funny.
So,
I like Jason Sudeikis is in the background, like in a sweatsuit.
I like Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Do you watch The Last Man on Earth?
I have watched. I watched like three episodes when it first came on.
Uh huh.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it.
It's the craziest thing on TV.
Okay.
Every single episode like leaves you hanging harder than 24 ever did. And I'm not.
I find that hard to believe.
I'm not exaggerating.
Well, my favorite part from the first two or three episodes was when he made a poop pool.
He
cut a hole into a diving board.
Uh huh.
And was just pooping into a pool.
Yeah, because he's the last man on Earth.
And who cares?
Yeah. So he's blowing things up, and you have to watch it.
Okay.
It's the most original thing on TV I've ever seen. It's
okay.
Weird.
That's saying
a
lot.
Little crazy sometimes.
I liked it. It's just one of those things where it's like I've got 1,000 TV shows in my life right now. And I don't know if I could commit to one more.
I'll tell you, you don't have anything like this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You might have other shows that are similar. Oh, that's kind of like this show. Yeah. That's kind of like this show.
Nothing like this.
They ain't no show like this show.
Is that your Netflix suggestion of the week?
It's on Hulu.
Okay, we'll save that.
Yeah, I think we'll save the Netflix suggestion of the week, but it might be. I don't know.
Okay.
Either way, I don't know why I said that.
I don't know.
We were on Last Man on Earth. Jason Sudeikis.
Yes. Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
Later, he's in Last Man on Earth.
Okay.
So,
So where were you right before? What's up with that?
Well, you need more Dan and Jason in your life.
Yes.
And you listened to 40 minutes, give or take, of the last episode a few days ago, and you're like, what's up with that?
Have you seen the SNL episode?
I stopped what's watching SNL that? Like around, I don't know, like when the good ones left.
Every couple years I say that.
I heard an interview with Lorne Michaels, and he said when he talks to somebody, he can tell when you went to high school based upon what you think the best cast of SNL ever was.
I believe that.
You know?
Yeah.
So for me, it was Farley and Mike Myers
and David Spade
and Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and Dana Carvey.
Rob Schneider.
Tell me that it was ever better than that, because it wasn't, right?
I mean, other than, like, Dan Aykroyd and Steve Martin and Bill Murray and...
I still like my guys better.
Yeah.
Farley and Mike Myers and Phil Hartman. You could go on and on.
Kevin Nealon?
Jeez. That's the best. And Norm MacDonald was doing the news. Yeah.
That's before the women got funny.
Yeah, that's when they were just kind of there to play women.
Because you had to have a woman on
the
show.
You had to have a woman. Yeah, that's funny, because during that cast, I can't think of one of
Victoria
the women.
Jackson.
Victoria Jackson?
Yeah.
That was before Molly Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then Molly Shannon, and then it was Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. We're not here to talk about...
What's up with that?
SNL. You said, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Well, I need more Dan and Jason in
my
life. You're getting it.
Right now.
You're going to get more. More episodes, more time.
Yeah. Yes.
All of this stuff. Just each episode will be slightly smaller than it was before.
We're going to give you more bang for your buck.
So every give or take, unless we decide to change things, which we could because we do that, every Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere around that, you'll get a recap of what's happened and kind of a look forward to what will happen in sports.
Yes.
It'll be kind of a more sportsy podcast.
Yeah.
The second podcast that drops will be it could be sportsy. You know, it could be the Mount Rushmore of DHs that –
that played for the Seattle Mariners.
That played for the Seattle Mariners, and that could be very sportsy.
Yeah.
But sometimes it won't be.
Right.
For instance, today, might not be very sportsy.
Or it could be.
Or it could.
It depends what you draft.
I don't want to give away anything. So so today what we're going to do is we are going to have a draft.
Yes.
And usually our drafts work where we both pick five people or things or whatever we're drafting.
Yes.
And we go back and forth. And then you can write in or call in and let us know if we did a good job, a bad job, who won, who lost, so on and so forth. So a couple weeks ago, oh, I don't know, it was a while ago, we were talking about how much we enjoyed England, and you were lamenting the fact that England has a Ferris wheel.
I'm very upset by that.
You're very upset that since the year 1999, London has had a Ferris wheel in it, and you feel like it messes up.
I feel like London is a historic city. It's been around for 10,000 years, as far as I know. And it's never had a Ferris wheel. In 10,000 years, it never had a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 1999...
Boom.
Boom, we need a Ferris wheel. Stupid. Because a Ferris wheel is like a 1,000-year-old invention. Why do you need it? Because they plan it as like a modern-day thing. Stupid. Everything about it is stupid.
I like it.
I hate the Ferris wheel.
I love the Ferris wheel.
If I was in England, I would burn that Ferris wheel to the ground.
Whoa, shots fired. All right. Yeah. So, and then you made some sort of comment that you like England or British things more than I do.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't know the difference between England, Great Britain, and the United Kingdom.
That's not true.
It is true. You were very confused.
No, that's not the way it went. Go back and listen to the episode two or three.
You were like an elderly man looking for his car in a parking lot.
I've done that. And if you don't have the beeper on your thing, you could be looking for hours.
For a while.
I've done it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most depressing.
Especially like amusement park where there's like a billion spots.
Well, you got to remember, we parked in Yogi Bear.
Or J2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most depressing thing for me that I experience, you know, on a semi-regular basis is going, first of all, going into Walmart. I hate Walmart.
Yeah.
It's awful. But when you go into Walmart.
I love Walmart.
And then when you come back out and it's dark. Like when you went in and it was light and you come back out and it's dark. Oh, it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
I do not like Walmart.
I like Walmart.
I just, this black cloud, like just like. I get tunnel vision. I get a headache if I've been in there too long. There's always like three or four kids screaming, you know.
So you prefer
Kroger
for groceries?
For groceries.
See, I don't mind Walmart.
Yeah,
I like Walmart because Walmart's like a one-stop shop. You can get everything you want.
Is this show sponsored by Walmart?
It could be. I don't know. Like I bought a goldfish at Walmart the other day. You could buy a goldfish. You could buy a lawnmower, and you could buy Lay's potato chips all in the same store. You can't do that at Kroger.
No, you can't. But Menards has you beat even there. Because at Menards, you can buy a toilet, some 2x4s, and a gallon of milk.
What is this old man thing that you're doing?
I'm scratching my back.
With a back scratcher?
Yeah, I got a back scratcher.
Telescope.
It's in my desk.
Telescoping.
Yeah.
Back scratcher. It pulls out.
It pulls out.
It's like 2 feet long.
And I scratch my back with it.
That's definitely a grandpa thing.
Well, did your back ever scratch, itch?
Yeah, but I can reach all points of my back.
Not easily.
Well, more easily than you.
I just had a wonderful back scratching experience. I think you're jealous.
I'm a little jealous.
Okay. All right, so...
On the second episode per week, we're also going to do the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Right. So what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
So my Netflix suggestion of the week is brought to you by Amazon Prime.
Okay.
As we do. And I've been watching this with Harrison. Indiana Jones. They've got all the Indiana Jones on Amazon Prime.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So the other day we watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
You know, it was his first experience. First of all, we named Harrison, my son, after Harrison Ford.
Right.
I know that sounds stupid to most people.
Mm-hmm.
We love Star Wars. We love Indiana Jones. We love Harrison Ford.
Hey.
So I named my firstborn son after him.
No criticisms from me.
And, I mean, some people name their kids after, you know, great-grandpas and, you know, things that are very meaningful, things from the Bible, stuff like that. We named him after Harrison Ford. So I introduced him. He's watched Star Wars for years. I mean, he loves Star Wars. He's a Star Wars kid.
Yeah.
But we introduced him to Indiana Jones. And Raiders of the Lost Ark, he sat down and he was glued to the TV for the whole 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. And it was fun watching him watch it. And so there's that one scene where, you know, they're in the, you know, Egypt or whatever. and the guy pulls out the swords and he's flipping the swords around, and Indiana Jones looks at him and just pulls out his gun and shoots him. You know that scene?
Yeah, yeah.
And Harrison, it's a great scene.
Yeah.
In the original script, Harrison Ford was supposed to fight him with his whip and some other stuff.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford's like, I think he would just shoot him. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and so he did it, and it was a great gag.
Iconic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when that happened in the movie, Harrison turns to me and starts laughing.
Yeah.
Like he thought that was hilarious. Yeah. Which it is.
It is.
And so I loved, it was more enjoyable for me to watch my son watch Indiana Jones.
Right.
And then, so that was, I don't know, a week ago. A couple days later, we skipped episode 2.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, we might go back and watch it. It's just not good. So we went directly to Last Crusade.
I love The Last Crusade.
Probably the best Indiana Jones movie.
Nazis. I hate those guys.
And so that one, I had the weird thing that you had with Wonder Years.
Right.
When I was a kid, I'm watching it as though Indiana Jones' dad would be like our dad, and we're Indiana Jones.
Sean Connery. You're associating with Indiana Jones.
As the son.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it with my son.
Yeah.
Associating with dad.
Sean Connery. Wow.
With Harrison being Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Indiana Jones. It was weird.
Yeah.
Because you just watch it in a different light.
Yeah.
You know, picturing, you know, your son coming to rescue you, you know, but getting you into trouble and just on it. It was interesting. And once again, he loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
So now he's wanting to watch Temple of Doom, which we'll probably go back and watch. It's just not as good.
Good.
So Indiana Jones, Netflix suggestion of the week, brought to you by Amazon.
My Netflix suggestion of the week is brought to you by Netflix. It's actually on Netflix. It's a kid's movie. You know, I don't know if you have kids, you know, you're looking for a good movie to watch with your kids.
Yeah.
It's called The Little Prince. Have you seen it?
Never even heard
of it. It's a Netflix original. Stars Jeff Bridges is the main voice on it.
Jeff Bridges. Yeah.
I love this movie.
Really?
Absolutely love it. I think it's so good.
What's it called?
It's an animated movie. It's called The Little Prince.
The Little Prince.
It's kind of slow. It's kind of a slower movie. You know, it's not like gags and jokes.
Yeah.
It's really... I cried during this movie. Yes.
I cry during a lot of movies.
I know you do. This was an excellent movie. So I would definitely suggest The Little Prince.
I'll watch it tonight.
Really good. All right. So that moves us on to that gets all of the business out of the way. We're moving on to the draft. Okay.
Yes.
So basically, we haven't set a lot of rules for the draft. It is our favorite British things, you know.
Yes.
So usually we do a coin flip. Do you have a coin or
You know, actually don't.
Okay.
I always have change on me.
Yeah.
Except I don't today.
So what are we gonna do?
Well, I had a thought here.
All right.
I'm gonna take a piece of paper.
Okay. Like, just rip a...
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. I'm going to write a number on it.
Gotcha.
Between 1 and 100.
Okay.
If you're on the right side of that...
Close the right side of it? Being, like, within 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're within 50 of this number...
Okay.
It'll require a little bit of math.
But
if you're within
you.
50 of this number...
Okay.
Then you go first.
Okay.
If you're not within 50 of this number, I go first.
I'm going to listen. I want to listen to you write it. It'll tell me a lot.
Okay, hold on. The pen's dead. Okay.
50.
I didn't think this through. It would be 25 on either side. Your range is 50. It's not 50 up or down. You get 50. It's 25 up, 25 down.
Okay, I'll still take 50.
Okay, the number was 1. Look,
oh,
1.
Oh, jeez.
So I totally won this one. I go first.
I thought I had you beat with the...
No, that was a good try. No, the range was 50, not 50 plus 50 minus.
The look of panic on your face when
I
said 50.
Oh, crap, he got me.
I think I should get the first pick. I think I tricked you into it.
No,
those were the rules that we went into.
50... Yeah, a range of 50.
Okay, now you say that, but before, when all I knew is that I had to get within 50.
We're doing it this way from now on, because I like
this. Okay, no, I think we should do it this way from now on, but I think today I get it.
No,
because
no,
I beat
no,
you.
No, no.
Right
no.
into the show
okay,
and
listen,
tell me.
Listen, I'll write a new number.
No, I don't like that.
I'm giving you another chance. First of all, I'm getting number 1.
The reason you're giving me another chance is because you know I tricked you and you lost.
You didn't trick me.
Yes,
in my mind,
I did.
No, because I knew... I just didn't explain the rules well.
That's your fault. That's not my fault.
No. You have,
I shouldn't have to pay the penalty.
Your range is 50.
You said I have to get within 50. I got within 50. I nailed it. I think I get the first pick.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm giving up on this.
Next time, we'll do your rules, but then you'll have explained it better.
You have a range of 50.
Yeah. No, I get it, but that's just not what you said. So
I still want it. I'll give it to you.
So this is from now on, this is what we do.
Yeah, so I like this. I just had this thought today.
We'll just go back and forth who writes the number and who guesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the range will be 50.
Okay, good.
That's fun. It's different. No, wait, who does that?
I don't know.
Only Lower Road Radio.
Only Lower Road Radio.
Only we would be stupid enough to make up a stupid rule.
Right, when you could just easily flip a coin.
Well, there's not always an argument of like, wait, did it really land? What is heads? What is tails?
Well, because you lie. The only reason there's an argument is because you lie about it.
In the past, I have. Well, it was really easy to do when I was in Oklahoma.
I know.
I won every coin flip.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that out there.
I think I lost one coin flip because, like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, this draft, I don't
Well, really I think you, and you, I think you had this thought, like, I need to lose one every once in a while, otherwise they'll start catching on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
I mean, you easily could have flipped a coin on your side of it.
I never have coins with me.
I always have coins with me.
All right. So.
Okay, hold on. I need to pop my Coke. Now, normally I have my 20 ounce.
Yeah.
I got cans today.
I prefer the cans.
I prefer the bottle because you can take it with you, pop the cap on it. The can, I'm going to have to drink this now regardless. So, you know, hold on a second. That's a great sound.
That was a good sound. I have not been drinking Coke the whole month of January. No sugary drinks the whole month of January.
I don't know if I could do that.
It's been good for me.
I would like to, but
I got a nice bottle of Niagara purified drinking water. Mmm, delicious.
Star Wars branded.
Mm-hmm. Rogue One, in fact.
And are you hitting the Y hard?
I would say I'm hitting it hard, but I've been going. Yeah.
I've been more active. We've gone twice a week for the last couple weeks.
I worked up a really good sweat.
Now, you and I in the steam room.
It
doesn't count if you're in the steam room.
No.
That's not sweat. That's just condensation.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't help me lose weight?
No.
I just thought when you were sweating. I thought the goal was to sweat.
I don't know.
No.
I went swimming with my kids the other day.
Normally we'll go with the kids, and at the Y, the rule is 9 years old. If you're 9 years old, you can be alone.
Right.
And, you know, I mean alone, you know, I mean running around the gym or whatever, you know. Well, Abby is 8. She's our youngest.
Yes.
So she can't be alone. And so we go upstairs where the little track is, and she walks around the track with us, and she does the little machines, and she does little – she lifts weights and gets on the bike and stuff like that. She gets on the elliptical, and so that's what I do. I go up there and do that with her. So
yeah. Now, Gideon is also 8.
Yeah.
And he's not supposed to be by himself. But the other day, I had a predicament.
Uh-huh.
We were swimming, and I had to poop really, really, really bad.
It happens.
It does happen. I mean, everybody poops. I think there's a book called Elmo. It's Everybody Poops.
Yeah.
And, I can't leave Gideon alone. I'm there with Harrison and Gideon.
Yeah.
And they're swimming.
Yeah.
Do I need to pull them out of the water and bring them into the bathroom with me?
According to the rules, yes.
Well, I told Harrison, just keep an eye out for Gideon.
Right.
And then I went and came back. I was gone for 5 minutes.
I'm okay with it.
I am too.
I won't tell on you.
Okay.
We go to the same Y, so I could.
Well, don't.
I could get you kicked out.
You could. Also, there's a big sign that says no cell phones in the locker room.
Yeah.
You have to bring a cell phone in the locker room. Like,
if you
have
it
with you.
What, are you supposed to leave it outside, like on the floor?
Yeah.
Outside of, I think what they're saying is don't have them out.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's
be,
like, yes, better
I think
defined.
They probably defined it like that to completely cover themselves.
Yes.
You know, so from their standpoint, it probably was the right thing to write.
You don't want to pull an Antonio Brown at the Y.
No,
doing a live
no.
Facebook feed from
especially
the
stuff going on there. All right, so let's get straight to the draft. So I have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
These are anything, this is all things British.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got everything that I could choose to pick from. Anything that I want on the
anything.
Board. Anything British. And it's such a large draft, it's hard for me to kind of focus.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things, British things that I like.
Yes.
Right? So I'm going to take the obvious number one pick. I think we're both thinking it, and I'm going to take it. Fish and chips, number one.
Mm.
which I don't even know how British that is. Like, I don't even... Do you think it, like, originated in Britain? Fish and chips?
The terminology originated. I don't know if... Like, obviously, they've been eating fish for 10,000 years.
Sure. I love fish and chips.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you got?
I'm going to go with 007, James Bond.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez.
Now, I know that might not be on your list.
Not on my list, no.
No, but that's classic. I mean, that's... First of all, it's all things 007. It's not just...
I got it.
It's everything.
I wrote 007.
Because the very first, like, multiplayer video game was 007.
I feel like...
It was a great...
I feel like even under the umbrella of 007 should be Austin Powers. Because he's making fun of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like
under the umbrella of 007, there's so much that has come off of that. When you think of James Bond, who do you think of? Actor.
Sean Connery.
I do too.
Yeah.
Not Daniel Craig.
No.
I like Daniel Craig. I heard they're coming out with a new Bond, though.
They are.
It's going to be black.
Well... There's a rumor it could be Idris Elba, who's a really good actor. He's a black guy.
Yeah.
He'd be the first. He's not an African-American because he's British. He's a...
British. African-British.
I don't think they say that. Anyway, he's a black guy. He's playing... Yeah. He might be. There's some other rumors. Tom Hardy was rumored.
I don't know who that is.
You know who he is. You just don't know who he is. He was a bad guy in one of the Star Trek movies.
Okay.
There have been some other rumors. The guy that plays Loki, has been rumored. Tom Hiddleston,
yes.
There have been some others, but they don't know yet.
I love 007. I just do.
I don't. I watched the newest one, the Daniel Craig one, the other day. I didn't even finish it. I was like, it just, I don't know. It just does the same things over and over again.
I know the British intelligence, the spy gadgets, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just fun. Have you seen what is that on The Kingsman?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Side.
Similar feel. I mean, it's a modern take on the
007. That's obviously your thing. And not
I
mine.
Like it.
Yeah. Okay.
The spy gadgets, the pins that explode, all that stuff.
Okay. So I get the next pick.
Yeah.
For my next pick, I am going to take Castles.
I don't know if Castles is unique to England.
But it's...
Because there's great, awesome German castles.
And French.
And Austrian.
But here's the thing. This is an umbrella argument, right? When you say 007, there's a lot of things under the umbrella of 007. When I say castles, it like holds with it the things that happened in the castles, like the history. You know, like I watched this whole documentary about Irish. It was like a 7-part thing about the castles of Ireland, you know. And when you look at the castles, it tells you the history of the entire
thing.
And us being American, we don't have this.
Our oldest things are 300 years old.
And those are old, old things.
Yes.
It's like, whoa, 300 years old?
Right.
These castles. You're
3,000 years old.
Thousands of years. Yeah. And so there's so much history there. And it's just cool to think that like people actually live now in some of these castles. You could just be on a walk and be like, oh, yeah, that's a there's a castle over there. And it's just been there forever. You know? There's a new Ed Sheeran song called Castle on a Hill. Do you like Ed Sheeran? He might be on my list. Do you know who Ed Sheeran is?
I don't know who he is.
Oh, boy. You know that song, Thinking Out Loud?
No.
You know the song from The Hobbit, I See Fire?
No. I don't listen to a lot of music.
Okay, Ed Sheeran's really good, and he's got a new song called Castle on a Hill. And I was thinking about it, like, because he's talking about, like, wishing he was back in England and, you know, driving in the country and the castle on the hill. And I just thought, that's so cool, you know, to think that, like, where you grew up and you were, like, playing and riding your bike when you were a kid, like, you'd go by a castle. You know,
right?
Castles.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Good.
That's a very broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'll go with something else very broad.
Okay.
Even though I just said that I'm not a big music guy, I'm gonna go with British artist.
So the British music.
British music.
Okay.
From the Beatles to Rolling Stones to Mumford and Sons, everything, all things British
music. Susan
Boyle.
So you're going One Direction.
Yeah, 1D. I'm a One Directioner.
You get Ed Sheeran.
I get Ed Sheeran.
The
Beatles.
The Beatles.
You can't. I mean, it's the Beatles.
What are we talking about? It's the lovable lads from Liverpool.
The Beatles are phenomenal.
U2.
U2, yeah.
They're
Rolling
Irish.
Stones is the greatest like rock band of all time. I mean, I don't know if you throw up the Beatles, and the Beatles aren't really rock.
Yeah, I don't know that I throw. That's an argument for another day.
The British musicians. British.
No,
music.
Whether the Rolling Stones are the greatest.
I know,
rock
that's what I'm saying. That's my pick.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. Here's the thing. I pulled the trigger early on that one.
Right.
I wouldn't, except I think you was getting ready to steal it.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to be honest with you, I think when you put no rules on these drafts, it really opens things up.
Yes.
I would have shot myself in the foot, and I probably would have taken the Beatles at some point, you know.
Well, what made me think of it is when we started doing the Umbrella.
Right.
Because if you go with the Umbrella and all things encompassing,
sure,
then you got to go with that.
So my next,
I love Mumford and Sons.
Yeah,
Sign No More. The album is phenomenal.
I'm a big fan of Mumford and Sons too. Yeah, the songs start off crazy low, and then by the end of them, they're intense.
Yes,
you know,
I love it.
All right, very good.
And I love the acoustic guitar, singer songwriter. I love all that stuff.
Hey, I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, next my pick. So we're thinking more broadly now, right?
Yes. Which, instead of fish and chips, you probably should have went with British food.
Let's face it. The only British food worth eating is fish and chips. We're going to take shepherd's pie.
Disgusting. I hate shepherd's pie.
You know?
Oh,
I mean,
I
let's face
it.
The only contribution that the Britons have made to food is fish and chips and Gordon Ramsay. That's it.
What? Okay.
Next. It changes my mind because now I'm thinking broadly.
Yes.
And I'm about ready to be like, the main island.
Anything green.
All right. My next favorite British thing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna go broad again.
Okay.
It's something that I don't think you're going to take.
Okay.
I'm going to take the British sports scene.
Okay.
As we both know, I love Premier Hockey. Russian Soccer. And then also within the British sports scene, you've got Wimbledon. You've got the British Open. You've got cricket.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. So I really like the British sports scene.
Which cricket I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand cricket either. I was at a hotel, I don't know, it was a few months ago. I don't even know. It was a hotel a few months ago. And there was nothing on TV.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like watching like First Take or whatever was on ESPN.
Yeah.
And I come across a cricket game.
Yeah.
I think they call it a match. A cricket match.
Contest.
And I said to myself, this is a giant sport that people all over the world are crazy about. I mean, crazy about this sport, you know. It's very similar to baseball, which is my favorite sport.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch it. And I'm not just going to give it 5 minutes. I'm going to give it like 45 minutes of watching and just see. Maybe I'll start to understand it and really gain like an appreciation for it. I was more confused about the rules after 45 minutes than I was when I started.
It's weird.
Every time I thought I figured it out, I was like, wait a minute. Why is he doing that? And what's this? And
so
they kept on saying these terms that made no sense to me.
They throw the ball.
The announcers
hit it with the stick.
Yeah, but the ball bounces off the ground,
yeah.
But the stick is like got a big flat part.
Yeah, it's wide.
But it's like they're in the middle of a circle, so they can hit it behind them. They can hit it to the right.
So there's no foul ball. If it hits the stick, it's a hit.
I think so.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you would think, I guess that was kind of like a foul ball. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I know what my wife feels like when she's watching sports. Because I could not get into it. I was like, I don't know.
Well, I think as a responsible sports fan,
yeah,
you should give cricket a try.
Yeah.
I wonder if it makes sense. I wonder, like, does YMCA, like, do cricket stuff?
I don't think so. I think what I'd like is to watch a cricket game, but I want the announcers to know that I'm a stupid American.
Yes.
And I want them to just explain it to me.
I wonder,
in ways that I understand.
You get those books at the library, like the dummies?
I'll bet they have cricket for dummies.
Cricket for dummies. That's what you need.
Yeah. I'd like to understand it.
What if we could interview someone about cricket?
I would totally do that, especially if they had a British accent.
Well, then, yeah. Any cricket fan would have a British accent. Is there any Americans that watch cricket?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know. Well, cricket's the biggest in India.
Which,
like, the guys...
But that was a largely British influence.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so I've got fish and chips, castles, and sports. You've got 007 and music. What's your next thing?
I'm going to go with... this Umbrella thing has changed everything.
It really has.
I'm going to go specific... That's good. But it's going to have a little broader meaning behind it, is Winston Churchill.
That's
one
good.
Of the greatest modern-day leaders, you know, single-handedly kept England independent, you know, free from Hitler's onslaught of, you know, rockets are launching over the channel. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, sure, sure.
Like, it was yeah. great. It was a crazy time, mm-hmm. World War II.
Yeah.
And Winston Churchill was a great leader, great speeches, great, you know, everything. One of my favorite Winston Churchill stories, someone accused him of being drunk. You know, he'd been drinking.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I might be drunk, but you're ugly. And I'll be sober in the morning."
That's pretty good.
Like, you can't get away from your ugly.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, uh-huh. and I'm going to be sober in just a couple hours.
Yeah.
You're never going to be pretty again. You're ugly.
You're ugly. Yeah. You're always good. It's pretty good.
That's a great quote.
That's pretty good. That's
so
pretty
Winston good. Churchill, that's encompasses things of World War II,
okay.
but under Winston Churchill.
All right. So I got the next pick. Yeah. The BBC.
The BBC.
BBC. BBC One. BBC Two. BBC Three. There are a lot of great things that came out of the BBC.
Yeah.
Monty Python.
Yes.
Sherlock.
Yes. Oh, so are you counting Sherlock under the BBC?
They made it. I mean, it's a BBC original program.
Well, that particular program,
yeah.
but you can't include all Sherlock.
I'm just saying the BBC.
Technically, I could still pick Sherlock.
I think you could still take Sherlock. I could still take the Beatles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the Beatles live within the music.
Yes.
Sherlock doesn't live solely under the BBC. That particular program with Benedict Cumberbatch and...
Well, you're making... If those are the rules, then I'm thinking that I'm going to take the BBC off of my list. If I can't
Well,
have
you can have that program... You can't have, like, Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock.
No. Oh, I can have the Benedict...
Not Sherlock as a character.
Okay, but I can have the Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I will allow you that show.
But you could take...
I could take Sherlock Holmes as a character.
Yeah, okay, because...
As a literary...
Like, Sir Arthur yes. Conan Doyle's Sherlock.
But encompassing Arthur all Conan. Things that... Then, which like would the, lap over a little bit with the Benedict Cumberbatch.
You can have the books and the...
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's what I meant, is I get Sherlock, the Benedict Cumberbatch version,
okay.
but I also get Foyle's War, and Are You Being Served?
And,
What
was Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And Monty Python.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of great, and that's, and the list goes on and on. So
the BBC America right now
mm-hmm.
plays nothing but Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, also, I know. Also, I get Doctor Who. Which, you know...
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I know you haven't.
I want to. Like,
yeah.
It's on my list. I'm, like, right there. I just need to do it.
Once you do, I think you'll like it. All right, so that's it. BBC.
What pick am I on?
You're on four. You've got two more. I've got
it's
one
like
more.
It's, like, flying by. I'm going to go... What time do we have?
We're almost out of time.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm going to go with... ancient megalithic sites.
Stonehenge. Just take Stonehenge.
No, specifically, Stonehenge is encompassed under the umbrella of megalithic...
Ancient
megalithic sites.
Megalithic
uh-huh. sites.
Sites. All right. So you're taking Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are other things.
All right.
Which... is crazy.
Right.
I mean, Stonehenge, they still don't know what it was there for.
It was a big clock.
It wasn't a clock. I think it was a portal to another dimension or something.
Stargate?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
But it has to do with the druids and the sun and the, you know, winter solstice. And it was, it's complicated.
Okay.
It's science.
Sure. All right. So for my last pick, there's lots of stuff on the board. That
everything's, I mean, there's a ton of things
there's
out
a ton
there.
Of stuff on the board. You could take British teeth. You could
no, literally, you could take them right out of their mouth. Just
yeah, they're
there.
Just like falling off like chiclets. There's lots of stuff to take, and this is tough. This is really tough because this is my last chance. I'm going. Man, this is really difficult. All right, I'm gonna say accents. Because within Great Britain, within the United Kingdom, I get the British accent.
Yes.
I get the Scottish accent.
Yes.
And I get the Irish accent.
That's pretty good.
Those are three solid accents.
Yeah.
Here's my Irish accent. They're always after me Lucky Charms. Here's my British accent. You can go to Scotland. You can go back to Scotland. Wait a minute. Not Scotland.
England.
Oh, no. Go back to your king and tell them that Scotland is flay. Scotland is flay.
I considered taking William Wallace.
Yeah.
I considered.
Oh, I heavily considered taking William Wallace. But at the end of the day, I took accents because I love the British accents. I love the different. There's the Cockney. Hello, Gardner. Yeah. You know, there's that accent. Yeah. There's the Royal English accent.
Then
you
there's
know?
The Dick Van Dyke version.
There's the Dick Van Dyke, which isn't even a British accent at all. So that's me. I've got accents.
Oh, gosh. Oh. This was harder than I anticipated.
Difficult. Very difficult. Just take Harry Potter.
I was thinking about Harry Potter.
I know you want to.
I was trying to figure out how to encompass, like, British movies. Like, Harry Potter and William Wallace.
I think in hindsight, we should have been more specific.
Yeah, probably.
I think getting off on the 007, like...
Umbrella,
and then me thinking about, well, I'll just take the castles, you know.
And, all castles and all sports.
And then you just took all. It got out of control when you took music. I think you started it. Well, I guess castles, I think, is okay. I don't think that's as much of an umbrella. But when you
said all things castle related.
Yeah, you know.
Including the history of everything that has ever happened in this castle.
I still feel like.
Because technically William Wallace was in a castle at one time.
The Beatles probably were too. I still
feel. And in fact, they filmed a lot of those movies in castles. So that would count.
I still feel like music is what made it out of control. When you took all British music. And then
that was a solid pick, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
That's fine.
I'll go.
Ancient megalithic sites.
I just want to leave myself, you know.
Nobody's taking tea and scrumpets.
No. I'm considering Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
I'm considering, like, the British pub.
I know.
Or an Irish,
sure.
You know.
Yeah. But I've got fish and chips. So if you go to the pub, you can't have fish and chips because they're mine.
I'm not going to the pub for fish and chips. And I'm considering Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
You know.
He doesn't have a British accent.
His computer doesn't have a British accent.
Well, they should.
Probably.
What about Shakespeare sitting there?
I thought about Shakespeare, and I thought about the royal family.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
You know, the queen.
You could take King Arthur.
Ooh, Merlin.
Merlin.
The Druids.
Have you ever watched the Merlin TV show?
I watched like two or three seasons of it.
Okay.
It got old after a while. It was okay.
I got old for me too. My wife liked it. It kind of turned into a little bit more of a...
Like a CW...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with King Arthur.
King Arthur.
Knights of the Round Table.
And then now you have all things King
Arthur.
All things
King Arthur.
So you have Sean Connery's King Arthur.
And Monty Python.
And Monty Python, yeah. King Arthur.
Go away or we shall taunt you for a second time.
Yeah.
I like that.
Who are you? King Arthur, King of the Britons. Well, I didn't vote for you. That was a British accent, but I love that line.
Yeah.
You don't vote for a king? All right. Well, there you go. So here it is. You've got 007.
Yes.
All British music.
Yes.
Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Ancient megalithic sites. Stonehenge. And King Arthur.
I'm happy with my five.
I'm happier with mine. Fish and chips.
Yeah.
Castles. All sports. Everything the BBC has ever created. And accents.
You're umbrella, with the exception of fish and chips.
Once you took music, I was like, the rules are off.
You took castles before I took music.
Yeah, you know.
And you started the whole, like, all things that have ever happened in the history of England under these castles, and not just English castles, but castles in Germany.
You said castles,
the whole umbrella of castles.
For me, the castles in England, you know,
and English castles.
Yes,
the Irish castles.
Well, no, Irish castles too, because this is the Britain draft.
Yeah, you just said English
castles. All right. I don't have anything else. So I think we have to go out with the British national anthem today, God Save the Queen.
Yes.
Which Americans, in our very kind of American, you know, style, we just stole it and rewrote the words to My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Yeah.
But today, it's God Save the Queen. It's not My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Because we're honoring Britain today.
Yes.
So right into the show, 805-991-7623, 805-991-ROAD. Tell us who think you won the great, are we going to call it the Great Britain Draft?
I think it makes sense to do it that way.
Okay.
But if people read it, they're like, why did they write great twice?
I think we'll put great, like, well, the first great we'll put in parentheses.
Or maybe the great, and then in parentheses, Great Britain, and then draft.
We'll workshop that off air. All right. So this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. God save the Queen.